The Bush administration wants widespread use of electronic health records by the year 2014. Many small to medium medical practices have been reluctant to install such systems because of cost. There's also concern of decreased productivity while employees get used to a new way of doing things. U.S. Health and Human Services Secretary Mike Leavitt says these barriers need to be overcome.
Anyone has been through this process, whether you're in the medical profession or whether you're in any other business, knows that there's a period of time when you go through this that it just takes some extra effort. And I understand why they have been reluctant, but we've got to change the macroeconomic equation here.
The push away from paper to electronic records is supposed to improve patient care by preventing medication errors and giving doctors faster, better access to a patient's medical history. Nationally, an estimated $300 billion is spent on what State Health Secretary Karen Timberlake calls inappropriate, redundant, or unnecessary care.
In Wisconsin, our share of that would translate to about $6 billion throughout our economy, and in just the state's Medicaid program, that would be about $420 million in the Medicaid program alone.
To ease the transition, the federal government is offering financial incentives to communities picked as demonstration sites for electronic records. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.